Dino reaches for the desktop, and a logging bug shadows OpenAI's Codex. The developer tooling story generating the most genuine excitement on Monday was Deno Desktop, an announcement from the JavaScript and TypeScript runtime created by Ryan Dahl as a reconsideration of Node.js's design. With 476 points and 189 comments, the community reaction mixed real enthusiasm with pointed skepticism about maturity. Rather than bundling Chromium as Electron does, producing applications that routinely weigh 100 to 200 megabytes, Dino Desktop builds on the operating system's native WebView, WK WebView on macOS and WebView 2 on Windows. The Dino runtime handles JavaScript and TypeScript execution while the native WebView handles rendering, producing applications expected to be dramatically smaller. Crucially, desktop applications built this way inherit Dino's permission model, which inverts Node's defaults. Everything is denied unless explicitly granted, a security posture significantly more defensible for code running on a user's machine with their credentials and files. HN comments track two parallel debates. Comparisons to Tori, the Rust-based desktop framework that took a similar native WebView approach and has built a strong community, and questions about whether desktop application needs will receive adequate priority, given that Dino's Node compatibility story still has gaps. A counterpoint in the thread noted that the Dino team has historically not announced features speculatively. If desktop support is documented, the foundational work is likely solid, whatever ecosystem questions remain. Less welcome news came from GitHub issue 28.2.2.4 on OpenAI's Codex repository, which confirmed that a logging bug in the AI coding agent can write terabytes of data to a developer's local SSD. The failure mode appears to involve agent workflow loops, generating per-iteration log entries without rotation or a size cap, allowing long-running tasks to accumulate logs without bound. With 69 comments, the severity is actively debated, but the issue is confirmed real. For a product OpenAI is positioning as a professional-grade competitive response to GitHub Copilot and Cursor, a bug capable of silently destroying local storage is a trust problem at a strategically sensitive moment. Rounding out the tooling discussion, a post at Hawksley.dev explaining how to add JSON LD structured data to a personal website attracted 226 points and 69 comments, a signal the community found it genuinely useful. JSON LD is the format search engines use to understand the semantic meaning of web content. A schema.org person block lets engines correctly identify an author, link content to social profiles, and surface rich results. As AI-powered search grows more prevalent, machine-readable metadata about content creators becomes more important, not less.